Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Bob Kimmerate, University of Georgia Extension Plant Pathologist. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The reason the nematodes is important is it's always been a critical factor. It's always been undermanaged because growers don't recognize the symptoms or dismiss them as something else. In the absence of a tried and true method of protecting the crop using Temic, what can they do? And the message I take to the growers is we now have resistant varieties or varieties with partial resistance that they can plant. And when they plant these varieties, not only is the crop better protected against the nematodes because of the genetics, but as importantly, you have lower nematode buildup. So the number of nematodes in the field going in the following season. The biggest thing they could do is anticipate what the problems would be and make the decisions right now that can help them to either eliminate the problem, avoid the problem, or minimize the impact.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
My strong advice to them is if they have had a problem or they suspect a problem or they anticipate a problem with nematodes, the first thing they need to do is consider what variety they're going to plant. Vitagen 367, Stoneville 5458, Stoneville 4288 all have increased resistance, not complete, but increased resistance to nematodes. The root knot nematode is important. If you've got a problem with reniform nematodes or Columbia Lance, that root knot resistance won't help you.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So the first thing is, do you have a problem? Second thing is, consider your variety. And the third thing I would encourage them to do is look at the nematicides that are available. Avicta, Aris, Acceleron N, Telone, Vidate. Look at those and see what's going to benefit. A lot of growers could benefit from using Telone, but they don't because they say the upfront cost. And I tell growers, it's not what you spend upfront, it's what you make at the end of the season.